Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Sometimes the best way to get a girl's attention is to just elbow her real hard.
No.
What? So, you know, just like if a girl's not giving you the attention you need, you just shoulder check her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Let her know that you're in the building. No. And then you're sure to strike up a conversation or get assault charges. It could go either way. And that's how Mark got the girl's attention that he wants to call
what?
Today.
Oh, no.
Her name is Rebecca, and apparently that's Mark's thing. He'll walk up next to a girl and just, like, throw a shoulder on her real hard. And then he starts up a conversation. Is that how it works, Mark?
Yeah, I guess so.
What are you talking about? That's how it works. I thought he was being sarcastic.
I think he still is, Brooke.
Yeah, I am being a little sarcastic. His email said that he bumped into her real hard to try to get her attention.
Oh,
so,
man.
On purpose?
Tell us how that happened, Mark.
Well, not real hard. So anyway, yes, Rebecca, I met her at a club. She's absolutely stunning. I noticed her right when she walked in, and so... I was immediately started figuring out ways of trying to talk to her. So I ended up going over to her and kind of dancing near her and purposely bumping into her, asking her, I was like, why'd you bump into me? She was like, hey, you bumped into me. And so
that's actually pretty smooth,
isn't
it?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too offensive. So
see, I was picturing it totally different. I was picturing like you guys were playing hockey and she had a drink in her hand and you just slammed her up against the wall and the drink went everywhere.
You're like, yeah.
So obviously it worked out for you since you got a date with her.
Yeah. Like I said, man, she was absolutely stunning. Slightly out of my league, but, you know, I mean, it worked. We chatted up at the club the rest of the night. I asked her for her number and if she would want to go out sometime. She gave it to me. Gotta be honest, I was worried that she was gonna give me the loser line.
Yeah, the loser line segment that we do on 7:10 and 9:10 on Monday mornings, the loser line phone number. But we didn't hear your voicemail on that, so obviously it was her real number. That's nice.
Good.
Yeah, it really was. And so we set it up and it was great, man. I was excited.
Did you put a lot of thought into what you guys were gonna do on your date?
You know, I actually just kind of wanted to keep it casual, just kind of started off with dinner. And just kind of see where it led from there.
Okay.
And how did it lead? Was it good?
Well, when I first pulled up to her house and when I walked up to the door, she had actually opened the door before I even knocked.
Like so she was looking out the peephole and expected you and was just...
Well, if he said he was going to be there at a certain time, why wouldn't she expect
him? I mean, I do that. If somebody's coming over to my house, I'll look out the window and see if they're there, but I never open the door before they're there. I just wait for the knock and be like, oh, there you are. It's kind of weird to just be like, I was sitting right here next to the door and open it up.
No, it was just, for me, it was a wonderful surprise. I mean, that got me pretty excited that it seemed like she was that excited.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. It's a great sign. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Then I gave her a hug and said we should get out of here. I made some dinner reservations.
Nice.
And I go to my car and turn around and realize she just was still standing there in the doorway.
What?
She just stood there in the door?
Yeah, didn't move.
Weird.
Maybe she was stunned by your good looks. What was she doing in the doorway?
I don't know what she was doing in there. I didn't know if... you know, the club light hit me right that night and daylight, it wasn't so good or I don't know.
So she seemed stunned.
Yeah, I don't know. She just kind of stared at me with this weird look and I stared back and just kind of said, we should go. And I don't know. She kind of snapped into it and got in the car.
Maybe she was expecting you to carry her to the car. Be a gentleman. Everything about that?
Every woman wants.
Man, she was that hot enough that I would have done it if she asked.
Give her a piggyback ride to your car door.
Nice.
Was that the only strange thing that happened on your date?
Yeah, sort of. You know, dinner was good. Conversation was relatively smooth. I kind of was offended that she actually had set up something for after our date, which I thought was kind of weird, not knowing that the date was ending after dinner. You know, I didn't know if she was lying or just making excuses at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she not tell you about that beforehand?
No, she didn't.
I will say, even if she wasn't lying, a lot of times going into a date, a girl will set something up just in case as her out or as a way to stop herself from going home with you that night. I don't
yeah,
know.
Thanks for trying to be nice to him. That doesn't.
I'm trying to be nice to him. It really does.
So how did everything end then after she said she had plans?
She actually had me drop her off a few blocks away. It was on a different street corner. And
what?
Yeah, it was. And as she was getting out, I just was like, can I call you again? And she just yelled, sure.
And have you called her?
Sure.
I wouldn't be calling you guys if I didn't.
And how many times have you tried to call her?
Probably more than I should have. But, I mean, I definitely want to let her know I want to go out again. And if, you know, I did do something wrong, I don't know. But I definitely want to know and see if I can fix it or, you know.
If it turns out she's just not attracted to you, are you going to have hurt feelings?
Ah, no, that's fine. That's, you know, people's preference. It's, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, and you said she was out of your league anyway, so you should already know that might happen. So you dropped her off on the street corner. You dropped her off on the street corner, and that's the last you've seen or heard from her.
Yeah, so, I mean.
That's so
alien
weird.
Abduction ever cross your mind?
Oh. Come on, dude.
I mean, it happens so much. It happens. There's TV shows about it. It happens all the time.
I really don't think she was abducted by aliens.
Okay, well. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update then, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and Mark is on the phone with us. Mark went out on a date with a girl named Rebecca. After the date, she said she had plans, and he dropped her off on a street corner a few blocks away. And she disappeared, and he hasn't heard from her since. Now, Mark just thinks she's not calling him back. But experts say that she was abducted by aliens. And that expert would be me. I'm almost positive that when we dial her phone number to try to get her on the phone to find out what went wrong on the date, nobody will answer because she's currently in space being examined by aliens. Mark, on the other hand, does not agree with me.
Oh, God.
But Mark, we're going to call the number either way and see who's right. I hope you're ready to be wrong, buddy.
I don't know. I guess I did see a strange light that night out my window after
yeah,
dropping her off.
There you go.
Starting to put it all together.
You're slowly changing my mind.
Did it feel really weird to drop a girl off after dinner on a dark street corner and her, like, want that to happen?
It wasn't a dark street corner. It was a well-lit street that she was meeting her friends. I just really wanted the date to keep going. I didn't want it to end.
Sure, meeting her friends. Her friends from a far-off galaxy who would beam her up into space, never to be heard from again. All right, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what went wrong in her date, okay?
Awesome.
Hello?
Hi, is Rebecca there?
Yeah, this is her.
Rebecca, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
I'm calling because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners. And he emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone. His name is Mark.
Oh.
And you met Mark out at a club, and then you guys went to dinner. And ever since your date, you haven't responded to any of his phone calls or text messages. So he emailed us and was like, can you guys see if you can call her and find out what went wrong?
This is really bizarre.
He told us how you guys went out, and then you said you had to meet up with some friends. Was the friends thing an excuse to get out of the date?
I mean, he was, you know, he was nice.
You still haven't answered my question, Rebecca. Did you make up the fact that you were meeting up with your friends later as an excuse to get out of your date with him?
I mean,
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, just take that.
Move on.
So why'd you do that? What was so bad about the date?
For me, I'm more like old-fashioned when it comes to dating and stuff, and I definitely believe that a gentleman should act a certain way, and I kind of feel like he fell short of my expectations.
Do you mean was he not opening doors? And
I mean, when we first met up, when he came to my house to pick me up, you know, I was waiting for him at the door, and I just felt like you know, he came to greet me, and that was fine, and he gave me a hug. And then I was kind of just waiting, you know, for him to kind of set the tone of the date, especially with a first impression. He just didn't really do it right.
What did you want him to do? I mean, a hug sounds pretty good to me. I don't know.
I just think, like when a gentleman comes to pick up a lady, you know, he should bring her, like, a little token of his appreciation, like flowers or maybe a stuffed animal or something. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, expensive, but just something to say hi and, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to go out with me tonight.
So he didn't bring you essentially a gift and that upset you?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Do most men bring you a gift when you go out on a first date? Because I've never encountered it.
I mean, not every time, but I mean, the ones that don't bring me a gift don't really see me ever again. And the ones that do, I, you know, I'm willing to take the next step or maybe a second date. And I know a lot of people will call me old fashioned. I feel like you kind of feel that way. And maybe I am. And, you know, maybe you're not. People just do things differently and have different, you know, standards and stuff.
Okay, so how was everything else? How was everything else on the date other than the fact that he did not bring you a gift?
He seemed genuinely nice, and it did start off a little sour, and when it kind of starts off that way, it's hard to really get, like, the butterflies going and stuff like that.
He said when he picked you up that there was a moment where you just stood at the door.
Well, I just thought that he was going out to get the gift after he came up empty-handed at first.
Like, oh.
I thought he was picking up on what was happening.
He's like, okay. I'll wait here.
So you assumed that he was going back to his car to grab you, whatever it was.
Yeah, like, I thought he had forgotten it in his car.
So you knew in that moment when you were at the door and he had nothing for you that you would never go out on a date with him again?
I didn't know at that moment. I thought maybe somewhere down the line there would be, like, a surprise or maybe a gift waiting, like, on the seat in the car or at the restaurant or something like that. But, yeah, then when I realized, it kind of just fizzled out for me.
So he took you out the whole time and no gift.
What a jerk.
Right. No gift. Man.
You know what? I think he should realize that he needs to be more of a gentleman, and we should tell him that.
Go for it.
But how about you tell him? Because he's actually on the line listening right now.
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. Listen, I'm really sorry. I had no clue what your expectation was for our date. You know,
I mean, I don't think it's too much of an expectation for a girl to feel, like, excited and appreciated the first time she goes out. And, you know, it just didn't really live up to what I thought you were going to be when you showed up without, like, a gift or something. I mean, I don't have time to teach a guy how to
really
be romantic.
You're right.
What?
I completely agree with you. I don't know. I don't know where my head was. I definitely should have, you know, brought something.
Are you
serious right
about,
now, Mark?
Dude?
Thank you, Mark. I do appreciate you saying that.
No.
I mean, people have their ways, and she's absolutely beautiful, and she knows it, and she deserves to be treated from the very beginning just like that.
You know, she's, like, putting, like, all the emphasis on material things, right?
I wouldn't say, like, material things. I mean, I don't care. He could have read me a poem at my door, and that would have been something. It doesn't have to be something that costs money. You know what I mean? Just a gesture.
You actually want a man to stop and read you poetry when he picks you up.
She's old-fashioned, Brooke.
That's just awkward.
I mean, what's awkward about a guy who is trying to actually woo a girl and, you know, be old-fashioned and be romantic? If you don't like romance, I mean, that's on you, but I would like to feel something when I meet someone.
Yeah, sometimes you want a guy to show up and read you a sonnet. It's like a Shakespeare type experience.
But like I said, it could have been anything. I mean, I'm not expecting diamonds. It's just the thought that goes into something like that and a guy who knows how to treat a woman.
Listen, I totally understand what you're saying. I definitely should have been way more of a gentleman and much more attentive to your needs. You know?
Oh, my God. You are kissing her ass.
I'm really sorry I didn't get you a gift.
Hey, Rebecca, if you think about it right now, this is sort of a gift.
Yeah.
Right? He went through all this effort to try to get a second date with you. Would you like to go on a second date with him? We will pay for it.
And, Rebecca, I promise I will get you two gifts, one to make up for the last time and one for this time.
You hear that, Rebecca? This could work out in your favor.
Oh, my God.
Two gifts.
I mean, I really appreciate the effort. And, you know, if you are willing to do that, I'd give you a second chance, even though I really shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
You know, a real man would just know. But, you know, you have gone through all these great lengths. And I'd say okay.
Oh, my God.
I promise you won't be disappointed.
There you go. Oh, Rebecca, wow. You should know, a real man should already know, but sometimes a lady needs to teach a man how to act. And so maybe Mark just learned right now how to treat you.
I think we've made progress here today.
Wow.
So I will pay for a second date for you guys, but Mark, you get the gifts yourself, okay?
that's awesome, yeah.
All right, so that's a yes from both of you. You guys will go out again?
So weird.
Yes.
Oh my God, opening gifts on their date? Like,
congratulations, you two.
Yep, thank you.
I feel like this is the start of something really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And by start of something good, I mean the start of Mark being bankrupt.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, it's not called being materialistic. It's called old-fashioned. Yay. Talking about today's second date update, if you missed it, Rebecca wasn't calling this dude Mark back because she said he didn't meet her old-fashioned standards. Mm. And by that, she means he failed to show up to the date with a gift for her.
Yeah.
She said he wasn't a real gentleman because a real gentleman would know to bring her a token before the date.
You know, she's on Tinder for the stuff, you guys, yep. Not for the guys.
And believe it or not, Mark actually agreed that he was wrong and even apologized for it and offered to bring her two gifts if she would go out on another date with him. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly at all, she took him up on the offer and said yes to a second date. Because, you're getting double the free stuff. Why not?
Yeah.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.